ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम शांति। गुड इवनिंग, हैप्पी होली वंस अगेन। इट इज अ टाइम ऑफ फेस्टिवल सेलिब्रेशन, सो कंटिन्यू टू सेलिब्रेट even after the day of Holi is finished, because we have become Baba's children in order to celebrate, to remain constantly happy. So whilst celebrating our life, we should not forget that we are all godly students of this godly university, where God himself comes every day to teach us. And whilst teaching, he always reminds us about the aim and objective we have kept in our mind when we became part of this university. Do you all remember your aim and objective, why you come to study in this university? Just like you go to a law college, you know you are going to become a lawyer. In the same way, what are we going to become by studying the knowledge taught by God himself? To become a deity from being a Brahmin. And so Baba teaches us every day four subjects in 1 hour. Gyan, Yoga, Dharana, Seva. So Baba keeps teaching these four subjects to make us into a deity from human being. Now, sometimes Baba asks us, what would you like to become? Now, there are two choices. Either you become a deity of Moon Dynasty or Sun Dynasty. So whenever Baba would ask us, what would you like to become, Lakshmi Narayan or Ram Sita, we all raise our hands to become Lakshmi Narayan, not less than that. And what it means to become like Lakshmi Narayan, world emperor, empresses, a soul who has actually won the scholarship, a soul who has passed with honors in all subjects in the teachings that God is teaching us. And so we have come together here today to revise some of those teachings Baba has given us in order to accomplish our aim of becoming Lakshmi Narayan or deity of the golden age. Because they are perfect, equal to the Father. Even in other universities, they always have three categories. And students will focus according to the aim they have, what they want to become. So the first category is pass with honors. You know, when the examination comes and when the examination is over, the results are out. So first is pass with honor. The second grade is pass. Just pass. Sometimes Baba has used the word pass with mercy. And of course the third, we don't have to say. Souls who become like Ram Sita, the one who failed in one of the subjects, whichever subjects. So we are all bright students of Baba here. All of us want to pass with honors, so that when we go home, Dharmaraj don't stop us. He will salute us with respect to go ahead. So are we ready for such kind of experience that you don't need to stop in Dharmarajpuri? You get a green channel, you pass through. Anything hidden in your pocket of the intellect, the x-ray will show. So then you have to stop. So let us just revise once again some of the qualifications that we can imbibe in the confluence age. We still got time. As Baba says, those who have come last, they can go fast and they become first. It is possible, provided you make the quality effort that Baba wants you to do. And so let us look into some of the qualifications that we need in order to pass with honors. One thing is sure, no matter when you have come into Baba's knowledge, the last question of our examination for all of us is the same. The question for our final exam is the same. And the time given to answer the question is also same, 1 second. Time is fixed. Question is fixed. Only what is not fixed that determines number is the place. Where you will be tested, that we don't know. Anywhere, anytime. So the question for all of us for the final exam to pass with honor is to become destroyer of attachment and conqueror. You know, become soul conscious and destroyer of attachment. Nashta Moha and Smriti Swarup. And you have 1 second. No matter what circumstances you are in, but you have only 1 second to experience that stage. So the numbers will be made accordingly. So that is why Baba keeps emphasizing on the practice of soul consciousness. You know, I was very surprised when I read in Baba's Murli that it is the experience of being embodiment of soul consciousness determines your number, whether you pass with honor or not, whether you come in the 8 jewels or not. So this lesson is so important. This is the first lesson and the last lesson. And so one of the qualifications, according to Baba, to pass with honors, we need to experience. You know, Baba, once in 1988, in one of the Murli, he spoke about the importance of the number 8. So Baba said, I don't remember the date, but it was 88. And Baba said, if you can pass through these 4 things, 8, beginning with 8. For example, I have to have all relationships with one Baba. To pass with honor, I have to have all relationships with one. And we all have 8 main relationships. Father, teacher, mother, guru, friend, beloved, brother and child. So all relationships with Baba and all attainments from one Baba. And secondly, we need to have all 8 powers. That means I need to be master almighty authority. I need to master all 8 powers. And then I also need to master 8 virtues, because qualities are different from powers. So we know about 8 powers, but some of us may not know the main 8 virtues, which covers 36 virtues. One is contentment, introvertness, stability, determination, cheerfulness, fearlessness. The last one is determination. So 8 master virtues will allow you to become part of 8, because it automatically allows you to invoke other virtues. And the last 8 is actually 8 important jewels of Baba's knowledge. Like, for example, master the knowledge of soul, master the knowledge of God, master the knowledge of karma, master the knowledge of drama, having complete purity, contentment, and also important quality, important aspect is to have yoga yukt, yukti yukt, and the last one is to experience myself being Baba's companion. So 8 virtues, 8 powers, 8 relationships, 8 aspects of knowledge will make you one of the 8. They call it Asht. You become the loving deity for devotees in the coverage, because you pass with honor. You are worshipped for half a kalpa by your devotees. But you will pass with honor. You become loving deity. That means even in golden and silver age, you are respected as mother and father by the rulers who are ruling at that time. So in essence, what I would like to say is, to become part of 8, to pass with honor, means to become part of 8. You know, there are 3 rosaries. 808 and 16,108. So the second qualification to pass with honor is very unique. It is necessary to have unshakable faith and unbreakable love for Baba. From the time you have become Baba's child until the end, you maintain unshakable faith. Even this whole month, Avyak Signals is on faith. So you can understand the importance of faith in Baba's study. So unshakable faith, unbreakable love, which means total trust in Baba. You know, we say with the mouth, one Baba and none other, but it has to be real. Our yoga has to be unadulterated. If you want to have unadulterated remembrance, your faith should be unshakable, your love should be unbreakable. No matter what situation comes, they come to test us. You know, even a building that is built is tested by hurricane. If the building is strong, it won't fall. If the foundation is not strong, it will fall and collapse. So we all have to go through many tests, challenges, different circumstances, but I remain steady, unshakable, immovable, unbreakable. So when I have such kind of tower-like stage, you know, then I will pass with whatever test comes, even in the last moments. So you welcome the test, welcome the challenges, because it is a good sign that you are progressing. I think, you know, when there is no test in Brahmin life, no circumstances, you feel like you are stranded. Nothing to do. But when there is an exam, when there is challenge, you are alert. So work on that to check and see, how is my faith? How is my love for Baba? The third important qualification for pass with honor is complete purity. It is very, very, very important to have this qualification to claim number 8. One of the 8. Purity not just in, you know, in our practical life, eating pure food, you know, living pure life, even to our attitude level, even to our consciousness, the level of purity is not broken. Unbroken line of purity from the time you came to Baba until today. So that is why souls who pass with honor are given a special title. They are not just called worship worthy, they are called supremely worship worthy souls. And that is why in the path of bhakti, in all the temples you will see, before the image, outside the temple, they have these 9 images representing 8 deities plus Shiv Baba. You know, so people go and worship that first and then go inside the temple. So supremely worship worthy. Purity is not broken even in my dream. It's very deep, you know. Even in my thought, even in my attitude. And that is why so much, you know, devotees take precaution when they worship those 8 deities, supremely worship deities. Because they have maintained that level of purity. So I need to check myself. If there is anything lack of purity, I can change myself now. And the 4th important qualification to pass with honor is to have no karmic accounts with anyone. All karma settled. All karma settled. You attain karma this stage while you are in the body. This is something we need to know, because many of us believe we attain karma this stage after we leave our body. No. We saw Brahma Baba practically attaining karma this stage while he was in the body. So one of the definitions we can remember means karmati, that means beyond karma. So they do not create any karmic accounts. You know, once I asked Dadi, is it possible? I have not settled my vikarma, negative karma until now. Still I am settling my karmic account. So that means in that stage I cannot perform a karma. So pass with honor souls, they don't have any karma to settle. They have attained karmati stage. All karmas finished while in the body. And you can remember some of the examples of dadis for that. So that means I am qualified to pass with honor. That is very important qualification. I'm not going too much in detail because there is not much time today. Number 5 qualification to pass with honor is to become master bestower of happiness and master bestower happiness and remover of sorrow, like Baba. Baba is the bestower of happiness and remover of sorrow. So being God's child, I become equal to the Father. So I need to be happy first, constantly. Then I can bestow happiness. And if you are a bestower of happiness, you cannot bestow sorrow. You cannot do both at the same time. Even if someone gives you sorrow, you give them back happiness because you got enough stock of happiness. So this is another important qualification to become equal to Baba and go in the line of scholarship winners. Pass with honor means scholarship, you know. So constantly bestower of happiness and remover of sorrow, like God. And the 6th qualification to pass with honor is to constantly follow only Srimad, no Manmat, no Paramat. No dictates of other people's mind, no dictates of my own mind. Not to mix Manmat and Paramat with Srimat. So this is what we saw practically Brahma Baba and all Dadis and Dadas' life practically. Every step only Srimat. And that is why it made them come so close to Baba and become equal to Baba like an angel. So that is why Baba says, if you have some doubt in your mind, whatever you are doing, is it Srimat or not, then verify with the seniors. You know, don't convince yourself or don't copy somebody else and you do the same. Nobody is perfect yet. And so if you are not clear, this is Srimat or not, so check with the seniors, then you will be clear. Your conscience will be clear. So I need to keep the record of following Srimat from the time I became Brahmin until the end. So this is why, you know, and Srimat is Murli. In everyday Sakar Murlis, Baba gives Srimat. Just follow what Baba says in the Murli, that is Srimat. If even seniors give you advice, that also is based on Srimat. So that we are able to move together. So when I am following Manmat or Paramat, you can see your progress gets retarded. Instead of moving forward, you start to move backwards. So this is why it is very, very important to constantly follow Srimat, check before you perform action. The 7th speciality that we need to imbibe in our life to pass with honor is actually to be a master purifier. Very important. Baba is the only purifier. There is no others who can be given this title. Even religious founders, even Dharmatma, you know, nobody can be given this title except Baba. Why? Because he is the purifier. He is the only purifier. That is why he is purifier. We are also light. We are also point of light like him. but we, our light, our fire is not pure. It's mixed. So when we are aware of Baba as the purifier and connect ourselves with Him and purify ourselves, it is so important to become a purifier and then become purifier for others, so that you can bestow salvation, you know, because only Baba is the bestower of salvation because He is the purifier. And so we become equal to Baba in purifying other souls when we ourselves become the master purifiers. That is the real help that we are giving to Baba. And of course, the eighth qualification that we definitely need is, Baba says that just as Baba is master merciful, he forgives and forgets. He doesn't keep anything of anybody done in his heart. It's forgiven and forgotten. So this qualification is very, very important. And nowadays, we can see in Avyakta Murlis also, Baba is emphasizing on this, to become a master merciful. The one who can forgive and forget. Many Brahmins always say, I can forgive, but I cannot forget. So, why we cannot forget? Because we are still thinking of what we have forgotten, what we have forgiven. Once Dadi was giving a very beautiful example. You have certain bills to pay, for example. Bills to pay, to somebody. And you have paid all the bills. You have paid, settled all the bills, but you only keep the receipt with you. you keep only the receipt. So still, because the receipt is with you, every now and then you keep remembering what you have forgiven. So all the sorrow comes back once again. But I should practice. It is the quality of mercy. Mercy means not pity. Mercy means actually good wishes and pure feelings for everyone. And so when I have that, so I have forgiven, so the receipt is also burnt. No name and trace. So then I don't need to think what I have forgiven. This is why God is God. They say God forgives and forgets. Man gets and forgets. We get from Baba and we forget what we have got. So this is an important qualification that we need to imbibe, the God sanskara. Forgiving and forgetting. Master merciful. So when we practice this in our daily life over a long period of time, we won't get a scholarship, we won't just pass with honor if we have practiced, say, 1 month, 2 months, finish. No. Everything is considered in knowledge over a long period of time. That is why recently Baba reminded us three words. Ever ready, suddenly, and over a long period of time. So whatever practice you do, it should be long period of time. That means consistent. It should not be interrupted in between. So make sure that from the moment I came to Baba until the last day, I maintain that consistency. You know, it is consistency that makes us strong and stable. No matter what, I don't remove my determination from my mind. So the title, you know, the to pass with honors, the 8 jewels become emperor and empresses. But of course, Baba says the next is 108. So even amongst the 108, there will be some difference between one bead and another. Even among 8 beads also. Why somebody became number 1 and some became 8? So there is a little slightest difference, but not visible. But even 108, there will be some visibility. But they are worship. 8 is supremely worship worthy. 108 is worship worthy. They have maintained the principles that is necessary, but they pass. You know, in India, when we go to school, they tell us, if you get 75%, that means you first class. If you get 50%, second class. Suppose if you have got 33%. So teacher shows little mercy and add 2 marks, make it 35, and mercy pass. So in which category I want to go? Mercy pass, a pass with honor. So every day in our chart, it is important to check, you know, whatever has passed. That is why Baba has given 3 yuktis to pass with honor. One is to practice the drill of putting full stop to the past in 1 second. Practice. Past is past. Then you pass with honor. 1 second full stop. And secondly, a password for pass with honor. What is the password for pass with honor? Pass. You use the word pass in 3 ways. Then it works like magic word. One meaning of past is past. 1 second ago something happened, I put full stop, finish. Then other past is to pass in the test paper that comes in front of us, I pass. And the other past is actually to be close to Baba. In Hindi, the word pass means near. So this is a magic password for passing with honor. Use the word pass in 3 ways. Past is past. Pass every test paper and be close to Baba. So naturally you will be saved from punishment. You will definitely pass with honor, you know, because it is actually just like in school days, they count every 3 months test, 6 months test marks, and then finally they calculate and declare the result. So Baba has our register. He is marking our register, you know, whether we are daily passing with honor, or we are have to wait. How is my chart? Whatever has happened today, did I have all the qualifications? So if I can start to become my own teacher and check and change myself, still there are chances. You know, as Baba says in many Murlis, results are not declared yet. all seats are vacant. Only two seats are taken up, Mama and Baba. So whoever wants to take whatever seats you can, provided you practice the right qualification. So I should not allow myself, to go through the punishment. But even in our daily life, you can check yourself and see, is there any action that I perform that makes me repent? Right? If I repent for my action, that means I should not repeat it again. Repentance means not to repeat. That is honor. If I keep on making mistakes, same, and repeating them, so I have came out of the honor list. So honor yourself. Now the other day Baba said, honor yourself. Make yourself sit on the seat of your self-respect. So honor yourself. Know your speciality. Know your speciality and use your speciality as God's gift in God's service. So it is like honoring yourself. You are respecting yourself. You are giving yourself the seat. So that is why Baba has given us the seat of self-sovereignty, the seat of self-respect, so that we are always reminded of our action. We do wrong actions sometimes because we leave the seat. When we leave the seat of our self-respect, then wrong actions happens. Then of course, Mama used to say, we are all allowed to make mistakes once. We are allowed, all of us, because we don't know that is mistake. But then, if I repeat the same mistake again, that means I have not realized that was a mistake. So I feel guilty about it. That itself is a punishment. So effort means what? Not to repeat the same mistake twice. Simple. An intense effort to pass with honor. This is the qualification Baba has underlined in this season, Murlis. Become double intense effort maker. Double intense effort maker with flying speed. Just note down each word and you can read in the Murli also. Become an intense effort maker with fast flying state. Because even in intense effort, somebody can be slow. So that is why Baba is comparing intense effort is to flying state. So going beyond. It's not the time just to practice detachment that is necessary. But now is the time to go beyond, so that I am not affected by whatever is happening around me. So become intense, double intense effort maker. What it means, double intense effort maker? One is for my spiritual progress. Intense means constant. Instant means uninterrupted. Sada. Baba used the word sada. So I need to apply that dharana in my life. Not stop and proceed, but intense, consistently moving forward with fast speed. And for that, one method we have found from Baba is to follow Father. If you want to become an intense, so think about all these qualities that Baba has explained, and there is still time. As I said, the musical chair is going on. everyone is running for the seat, so no seats are taken yet. So have attention on the self and check and change. This is what Baba said in the last Murli. Many of us check, but we don't change. And that is why we don't progress. So check and change and move forward with intense speed. Means consistent. No stopping, no turning, no looking back, straight. Then we will definitely become like the Father, and adopt the qualities that is necessary in our life. So I try to cover as much possible in the short time that I was given. So anyway, you can think about all these things, how I can practice in my life and reach the stage of being passed with honors, so that when I go home, I don't need to stop. I will be given green signal to go through without punishment, nothing to declare. Everything is clear and clean in front of Baba. Okay? So I'll stop here now. We'll have 3 minutes meditation.